All right, as promised, we're going to talk perch and walleye with Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle. And this is part two of our conversation continued from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. I'm getting the two perch fishing reports, literally only two, that I got were from one from crawlers and one from minnows.
Typically, we kind of hear the guys that are fishing up in the shallower water have been doing a little bit better maybe with the crawlers.
Okay.
And then the guys that are fishing out in more than 15 feet of water, let's say, they're typically doing better on minnows. So.
Okay. All right.
Just depends on where you want to fish at.
I also got one walleye report from somebody who said when that south wind whipped up, they did really well.
Sure. I mean, it normally is a good wind for here, but it's been such a strong wind that it's been tough to get out. I've had a few guys, though, have been doing good at night once the winds die down, especially south of the Ford River.
Okay. And are you typically seeing people still trolling at night, or are
we at talking? Night it's mostly trolling, yeah.
Okay.
Crankbaits for suspended fish. Yeah.
Still lots of reef runners?
Reef runners and husky jerks, yep.
And my last question, and I always get pretty much the same answer from you, but just in case, is there one color that's been better than another?
Again, have to go with purples in general. The guys that have been fishing during the day, maybe throw some more golds in there then too, but the nighttime, it seems like the purple stuff has been a little more consistent.
Now, is there any glow-type purples that you're talking about? I mean, do they ever fish anything like that, charge them up?
No, there's not. It's surprising. There's really not a whole lot of glow-in-the-dark crankbaits available out there. So, it's not something that guys ask for that often anyway.
All right. Well, anything else you want to throw in here for us, or else we'll just keep it short and sweet today?
Might as well just keep it short.
I suppose you haven't heard anything from bird hunters, have you?
No, not that I've heard of yet. No.
All right. Well, thanks for your time, Chris, and we'll check in with you again next week, see if the walleye fishing's picked up at all, see if the perch fishing's still going good, and obviously check in on the salmon.
No problem. We'll be here.
Take care. Chris, Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone, just checking in and confirming some of those reports. So hopefully we hear something from the salmon fishermen on the river south of him here pretty quick. This is the Outdoor Show.